弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢神恩典啊！我们今天是2016年第一个安息日。
Thank God for His grace that we're all here for the first Sabbath of the year 2016.
很快的啊，旧的一年过去，新的一年又来了。
It's very time flies by very fast. A new year has come and the old year has passed.
啊，不管过去的一年我们怎么样的。不愉快都成为过去。
Regardless of how much sorrow we experience in the past years, it has already passed.
摆在我们面前的是一个崭新的一年。
What is in front of our eyes now is a brand new year.
在新的一年里，我们通常都会有计划，也都会有盼望。
And in New Year, oftentimes we have plans and also hopes.
那这通常也都是我们面对一个新的开始的时候，我们人的很普遍的做法。
These are very common things we do when we are at the beginning stage.
但是通常日子一天一天过了之后
，But sometimes after days has passed，
那我们就会渐渐的淡忘了我们在新年的时候所立的志向。
Then we gradually forgot about the resolutions we made in the new year.
然后日子就会回到像从前一样的，我们人是很习惯的性的动物。
And then our days will go back to the way it was because man is a creature of habit.
那常常到年底的时候才会又会想到当初想要做什么，但是都没有做，一年就过了。
And then at the end of the year, we'll thought back to all the plans we made in the beginning, and then we regret that we did not do any of those.
然后新年又到了，然后再立另外一个志向。
Then once again, New Year come, and you made another resolution.
一年过一年之后就老了。
And one year passed after the other, and we became old.
还没有真的完成我们的新年的时候，就躺在那边进坟墓去了。
And then before we even do any of our resolutions, we're already in our sick bed and ready to go into the grave.
那我们在这个世界上的生命其实是很短暂的。
And our life in this world is really short.
那在这个生命旅程当中，有时候难免会碰到一些我们觉得很难度过的这个时段。
And in our journey of life, sometimes we get into a period of time where things are very difficult.
就好像我们的生命里面进入一个黑暗的时期。
Just like we have entered into the age of darkness in our life.
那这个黑暗有时候不见得是我们真的遇到很大的困难。
And this darkness is not necessarily referred to a great difficulty.
有时候是我们内心找不到方向。
Sometimes we just cannot find the direction.
就好像有些年轻人不知道将来要做什么。
Just like some of the younger people, they do not know what they want to do in the future.
他不知道时间要怎样用。
They do not know how to use their time.
不知道人生的意义在哪里。
They do not know what is the meaning of life.
所以就变得很迷惘，很彷徨。
So they are very lost and they are very confused.
那在这个时候，其实也是像在一个黑夜当中一样的。
And so this period of time is also like in the living in darkness.
那有的人在病痛当中。
And some people are in sickness.
那在这个痛苦当中肉体是受到折磨。
And in this time of pain, their physical body was suffering.
有时候就好像在黑夜当中等不到那个曙光，等不到黎明。
It's just like they are living in darkness and they cannot see light or hope.
就是希望能够被医治，但是一直都没办法。身体健康。
They want to be healed, but they are not able to get healthy.
所以我们人生会遇到很多很多不同的挑战，在不同的阶段里面有不同的困难。
So in our life, in different stages, we face a lot of challenges and difficulties.
在这个情况下，我们怎么办呢
？So under these circumstances, what should we do？
我们先来看诗篇第十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 13.
诗篇十三篇。
Psalm 13.
我们现在在读诗篇哦。
And we are reading the book of Psalm now.
第一卷从第一篇到第四十一篇呢，大部分都是大卫写的。
From Psalm 1 to 41, a lot of the psalms were written by David.
大卫写的这大部分的这一段的诗篇，都跟他早期的生活有关系。
And the psalm that David wrote is related to the very beginning stage of his life.
也就是说，大卫曾经啊，几乎要丧命，他是在逃亡的过程里面。
David once had to run away, then he almost lost his life.
因为有人要追杀他。
Because someone wanted to kill him.
他在年轻的时候啊，就经历了一段非常艰苦的日子。
When he was young, he went through a very hard period of time.
他虽然被撒母耳先知已经高立将来做王的。
Even though he was already anointed by Prophet Samuel to be the future king.
但是那时候扫罗还做王。
But at the time, Saul was the reigning king.
所以他还没有到那个时候可以做王位。
So he could not sit on the throne at that moment.
可是即使他被高之后，一直到他坐上王位，这经过了十多年的时间了。
And from the time when he was anointed to the time when he actually sat on the throne, these takes decades.
那这一段时间呢，他真的到处逃命，为了要能够存活。
And in decades, he kept on running away because he wanted to stay alive.
仇敌可能到处都是。
And his enemies are everywhere.
那这个在这个时候，他经历一段被神熬炼的期间。
And in that period of time, he went through the period of trials from God.
他曾经这样子跟神呼求。
And once he called out to the Lord, this.
我们现在请看十三篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 13, verse 1.
这三篇是一篇短诗。
It's a very short psalm.
只有六节而已。
Only 6 verses.
我们现在请读三篇。
Let us read Psalm 13.
来，请读。
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?How long will you hide your face from me? Verse 2. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Verse 3. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I move. Verse 5. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.Verse 6, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
你看这篇诗篇前面两节有连续四次说要到几时呢？要到几时呢？
And in this very short psalm, David had repeat the phrase, How long, O Lord?
那表示他一开始的时候他真的是很愁苦。
And that means in the beginning he was very sorrowful.
可是当他懂得向神祷告的时候
，But he knows when to pray to God.
他最后他就产生了一个盼望
，And so in the end he had hope.
他相信神最后会拯救他
，He believed God will deliver him at the end.
因为这位神是慈爱的，是值得依靠的
，Because this God is merciful and he is worthy to for us to rely on.
最后他要向神歌唱。
And at the end, he wanted to sing to the Lord.
因为他确信神会用厚恩待他。
Because he knew that God will bountifully bless him.
所以这篇诗篇呢，他把大卫在逃亡的期间的生命啊，把它做了一个总结。
And so in this psalm, it makes a conclusions on David's life in running.
因为这里面从第一节、第二节提到四种苦。
Because in from verses 1 to 4, it mentions 4 type of sufferings.
那他都是在等候当中，他觉得不知道这个前面的路在哪里，就是亮光在哪里。
And he was in time of waiting. He did not know or did not see the light in front of him.
比如说一开头的时候说：“主啊，你忘记我要到几时呢
？”And so, for example.In the beginning, it says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me?"
也就是说他在这个困难当中啊，他觉得神把他忘记了。
So, in other words, in this time of difficulties, he thought God had forgotten about him.
我们是不是会常常有那种感觉，说好像，神忘记了我们的需要，神忘记了我们现在受苦
？Do we often have the feeling that God forgotten about our needs and God forgot that we are now in suffering?
这通常。我们人在苦难当中很自然的反应。
This is a normal reaction when we are in suffering.
在诗篇的42篇呢，也有一样类似的话语。
In Psalm 42, there's also a similar thing.
我们请看诗篇42篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，42篇九节。
Psalm 42, verse 9. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
因为这个是那个不同的作者，可拉的后裔写的诗。
And this is an psalm written by another author, the descendant of Korah.
他们面对敌人的压制的时候，他们也是有这种感受。
And when they were oppressed by the enemy, they had the same feeling.
他们明明知道神是磐石，是避难所，是依靠。
They knew God is the rock, God is their refuge and their reliance.
但是怎么这个情况都没有改善，还是在这个，在这么很痛苦的环境当中过日子呢？
And why is it that their situation didn't change? And why did Why did they still live in suffering?
所以他跟神，他这第九节跟神说：“神啊，你为什么忘记我呢？”
So verse 9, they ask God, "Why have you forgotten me?"
所以我们人有时候真的会觉得说神把我们忘记了。
So as humans, sometimes we think God forgot about us.
那我们就哀求说：“神啊，到几时呢？”
Then we cried out to Him, asking Him, "How long?"
你什么时候才会记得我呢？
When will you remember me again?
啊，看回来十三篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 13.
接下去的，他说：“你掩面不顾我，到几时呢？”
And next he says, "How long will you hide your face from me?"
也就是说，神他不看我们的。
That is to say that God is not looking at us anymore.
忘记跟不看这是两件事。
Forgot about us and not looking is a different thing.
哦，忘记就是好像不存在一样。
And when forgetting is just like you did not really exist.
但是现在说，神啊，你掩面不看我。
But here, it says you hide your face.
就是你知道我在这里，但是你不要看我了。
That is to say, you know I'm here, but yet you're not looking.
你把你的脸盖起来了。
You have covered your face.
你不看我，那我也看不到你。
When you do not see me, then I cannot see you either.
因为当时候，神的百姓啊，他们很希望能够神的脸光照他们。
And the people of God at the time they wish the glory of God will always shine on them.
因为当时的脸光照的时候，就有恩典，就有祝福了。
Because when the glory of God shine upon them, then they shall receive blessings and they shall receive grace.
在民数记第六章啊。
In Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6.
那当时的祭司哦，他们是跟百姓这样祝福的。
And the priest blessed the people this way.
民数记六章二十四节。
Numbers chapter 6, verse 24.
请读二十四节到二十七节。
24 to 27. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them.
那这是神特别吩咐摩西要跟亚伦，就是祭司们哦，要这样子为百姓祝福。
This is what the Lord spoke to Moses to relay to Aaron and his sons so that they can bless the people.
所以以后祭司他们就是要这样子对所有的选民这样祝福的。
So afterwards, this is how the priest will bless the people.
到现在，以色列犹太人的拉比也是这样子为他们的这些犹太人祝福。
Even until the present, the rabbi of the Jews, they will bless the people this way.
他说：“愿神赐福给你，保护你。”
It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you."
愿神使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
所以当时的脸光照我们的时候，我们就得恩典了。
So when God's face shine upon us, then we will receive grace.
当神向我们扬脸的时候，我们就得平安了。
When God shows His face to us, then we will receive peace.
所以也就是说，当神会用他的眼光注视着我们的时候
，And that is to say, when God shine upon us.
也就是说，其实我们在神眼中就变得很重要。神是一直在看着，因为我们是他所爱的。
Then we are important in His eyes because God is looking at us, and He is And we are His beloved.
你就看，就像那个做妈妈的，她眼睛都一直盯着这个她的孩子。
Just like a mother, her eyes were always fixed on her child.
所以我们 如果是我们所爱的，我们一定会很注意看着他。
If it is something, if it is someone we love, we will always look at us, look at them, and then pay attention.
有任何的危险，我们就这个父母亲马上就会发现。
If there's any danger, the parent will discover very quickly.
哦，所以当神的，但是当神的脸向我们掩藏的时候。
So when the face of God shine upon us.
那这个表示这个时候，我们人就得不到平安，就得不到祝福。
When the face of God does not shine upon us, then at this time we will not have blessing and peace.
那表示说，这个人在受苦当中，他知道我的苦是因为神他掩面不顾才会造成的。
So the author knew that he is in suffering because God had hide his face from him.
那这是第二种第二个层面，第看回来是三篇的第二节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 13, verse 2.
他说：“我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？”
How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart?
也就是说，他这个心里愁苦、心里筹算、终日愁苦，表示说他心里不断的在计划，要怎么样能够有一条路可以走，要怎么样能够不会被敌人欺负。
That is to say that he always thinking in his heart, what road shall he take and how he should do so the enemies will not oppress him.
所以这个时候人心里是惶恐不安的。
So at this time, the man's heart are very anxious and uneasy and not at peace.
是一直在忧虑敌人来攻击。
Because he always worried that the enemies will come to attack.
内心实际上有个重担。
And there's a burden in his heart.
所以终日愁苦。
So every day he is in sorrow.
哦，所以一个人如果心里忧虑的时候，就笑不出来了。
So when a man is has worry in his heart, it's very hard for him to smile.
那你看这个时候，这个大卫他写说的，这个我这样的情况要到几时呢？什么时候才能够得到解脱、啊、
？And so David wrote, How long shall I be in this situation? When can I be free from this?
什么时候才能够再有喜乐呢
？When can I have a joy?When can I have joy again?
为什么神不来解救我呢
？Why didn't God come and deliver me?
接下来他说：“我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢
？”And next he asked, "How long will my enemy be exalted over me?"
也就是说，你看这个时候敌人是趾高气扬的啊，向他夸耀。
And so here we can see that the enemy was exalted; they were boasting to him.
所以这个时候，这些受苦人就觉得被压制啊，实在是有志难伸，就是觉得。很难受，在心情上非常的痛苦。
So the one being oppressed here, we can see how much he suffered and how much he was, how much he had sorrow in his heart.
我们看到这里面他一直在向神这样呼吁，叫到几时，到几时。
And so we can see he asked God repeatedly, how long?
也就是说，这个拯救什么时候才出现呢
？That is to, in other words, when will the deliverance come?
我们看到这样一个。诗篇里面的描述的时候
，When we see such description in Psalms，
如果对照大卫他的生命哈
，If we were to compare this to David's life，
其实大卫那个他大概从他年轻啊18岁左右啊，一直到大概29岁30岁左右，就是在过这种日子。
And David， yeah， when he was 18 all the way until he was about 30 he was living in this kind of life。
因为大卫。做王40年了。
He reigned as king for 40 years.
那他死的时候70岁啊。
When he died, he was about 70.
所以他大概30岁的时候开始当王了。
And so he was about 30 when he became king.
30岁以前，他当王以前，他就是过着逃亡的日子的。
Before he became king, he was living in running.
自从他打死哥利亚之后。
After he defeated Goliath.
那时候他还是个牧羊人的童子啊。
He was just a shepherd boy.
那表示他就是大概10多岁的青年。
He's probably in his teens back then.
接下来他就开始过逃亡日子了。
And after that, he kept on running away.
所以大概有10多年的时间，就是在这样的一个被压制的情况底下，在呼求神的。
And so he was for decades he was living in such oppressed life, and he kept on calling out to God.
他曾经觉得他已经没救了。
He used to think that he had no hope.
我们想想我们今天的生命我们的所过的日子
And so if we think about our own life and the days that we have lived,
对照当时候大卫他所过的生活
we compare that to the life of David.
他那时候所处的环境以及那个 王要追杀他的那个当时候他所 处的环境里。
And the situation he lives in when the king wanted to kill him.
他说大概有一天一定会死。
And he probably thought one day he'll die for sure.
我们先看撒母耳记上第二十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27.
撒母耳记上二十七章。
1 Samuel 27.
这是大卫他信心很软弱的时候。
This is spoken when David was very weak in faith.
27章第一节。
Verse 27, verse 1. And David said in his heart, Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me anymore in any part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand.
你看这里是大卫心里在想。
So this is what David thought in his heart.
因为在二十七章之前呢，大卫已经好几次哈、哦、有机会杀了扫罗，但是他都尊重神，他不敢下手。
Before chapter 27, David had many opportunities to kill Saul, but because he feared God, he did not do so.
但是每次扫罗都跟他讲好话。
And every time Saul would say something nice to him.
可是过不多时，马上就要改变，又要追杀他。
But shortly after, Saul would change his mind and he wanted to kill David again.
所以这个时候，大卫心里说，有一天我会死在扫罗手上。
And so here David thought that he will someday perish by the hand of Saul.
不如逃亡吧。
So I'd better escape.
那如果王看不到我，找不到我就算了，我就可以平安了。
If the king did not see me and cannot find me, then he will let these things go.
其实后来大卫逃到非利士地去的时候
，And when David escaped to the land of the Philistines,
他其实留下了一个瑕疵。
He left a flaw.
就是说，他后来他会很后悔的。
And this thing he did there, he regretted it very much.
那我们看到说，其实即使像大卫他一个合神心意的王哦，他才在这个很艰困的环境当中，他也会失落信心的。
And we see that David, who is a king after God's heart, even in this period of time, he lost his faith.
那其实我们如果仔细的再回顾大卫他所写的诗篇。
And so if we think back to the Psalms that David wrote,
他当时候其实也很清楚的知道这是神对他的熬炼。
And he, at the time, he knew very clearly that this is a trial that God gave him.
他很清楚这位神是值得投靠的神。
He knew clearly that God is someone he can rely on.
比如说我们现在看回来诗篇第十一篇。
For example, let's turn back to Psalm 11.
当时候大卫他的身边有许多人跟随的。
And David had a lot of men follow him.
有些人他对神没有这样同样的信心，也觉得好像神把你忘记了。
Some of the people do not have the same faith, and they also thought that God had forgotten them.
第十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 11, verse 1.
请读。
In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?
第二节。
Verse 2. For look, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart.
第三节。
Verse 3. If the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
因为这是有些人当时候跟大卫所讲的话。
So these are the words that some of the people told David at the time.
他当时候是说我是投靠神的。
And he said at the time, I put my trust in God.
也就是说，神是他的高台，是他的避难所。
That God is his rock and his refuge.
可是他说，你们怎么对我说，你要像鸟飞往山上去躲避了？
But yet he asked, "How can you say to my soul, 'Flee as a bird to your mountain'?"
因为恶人弯弓要箭搭在弦上，就是要把你射下来了。
For the wicked bend their bow, meaning they are ready to shoot at him.
那时候，众人的看法是说，根基毁坏了，义人还能做什么呢
？And so, the people thought at the time, if the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
你看，王都这样子的。
And even the king are like that.
道德低落，然后社会没有秩序。人也不敬畏神呢。
Morality has been declining. There is no order in the society. So, what hope is there?
这个恶人还设诡计要暗中来伤害这个心理正直的人。
And the wicked have schemed, so they want to shoot secretly at the upright.
所以当时候，你看那个处境， 即使别人给他的那个提醒都是赶快逃命了。
And so in that situation, even the advice people gave him was to run away.
但是当时候大卫他写诗的第四节，他是说，神在他的圣殿里面，神在他的宝座在天上，他用他的眼睛查看世人。
And yet, David wrote in verse 4, "The Lord is in His holy temple; the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eye behold."
他相信神在看啊。
And so he believed that God is looking.
接下来是第五节，他说神试验义人，唯有恶人和喜爱强暴人，他心里恨恶。
And verse 5, he continued to write, "The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates."
所以有时候这个我们在苦难当中啊，这是神对我们的熬炼。
And sometimes when we're in suffering, this is the trial that God gave us.
那这个试炼其实就是要把杂质除去的。
And this test that we have to go through is to get rid of all impurity, all filth.
哦，那有时候神会用我们身边的人呢，来熬炼我们。
And sometimes God will use people around us to test us.
但是在这个熬炼过程当中，其实神他坐在他的宝座上，他用眼睛在看着我们。
But during this time of trial, God is sitting on His throne and He's looking at us with His eyes.
可是这个时候，我们人往往会觉得说，神掩面不看呢。
But at this time, a lot of time, people would think that God is hiding His face from us.
那我们就会很自然的想到说啊，神忘记我了。
And then very naturally, we think God forgot about us.
其实神他都没有忘记。
But in actually, God did not forget.
神他在他的宝座上一直盯着他所爱的人。
God is sitting on his throne watching over the people he loves.
神所爱的人就是那个义人，就是愿意敬畏神的。
And those God loves are those upright people, righteous people.
那些恶人呢？第五节他说，恶人跟喜爱强暴的人，神心里恨恶他们。
And verse 5 said those wicked or those who love violence, God hates those people.
然后第六节，第十一篇第六节说，他要向恶人要做这些事情。
And verse 6, he said that God would do these things to those wicked people.
神给这些作恶人烈火、硫磺、热风，成为他们杯中的粪，就是神把这些东西赏赐给他们。
And verse 6 said the wicked shall have rain of coals, fire and brimstone and burning wind. This is their portion.
也就是说神会刑罚恶人的。
That is to say God will punish the wicked.
只是神要按照他自己的时间来执行。
It's just that God will do that at his time.
那这个时候在受苦的人往往就会等不及了。
But yet people who are in suffering, a lot of time they could not wait.
所以我们人很自然的就会跟神说，神啊，我还要等到什么时候？
So very naturally we ask God, when do we have to wait?
我们人其实是常常是缺乏耐心的。
And a lot of time we lost our patience.
因为我们人在受苦里面其实真的很没有办法承受，因为苦有时候很难在这个当中过日子啊。
Because when we are in suffering, a lot of time, we cannot bear all the sorrows and the sufferings, and it's very hard for us to live our days.
那可是，在这个诗篇里面，我们看到，他相信神会刑罚，因为神是公义的。
But in Psalm, we see that he believed that God is just, and therefore God will give his judgment.
在受苦当中，人若能够一直持守正直。
In suffering, if man could keep their righteousness,
那一定可以见到神的面。
Then he will surely see the face of God.
第十一篇的第七节。
Psalm 11, verse 7. For the Lord is righteous; he loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright.
你看，他说神的面会照向那个正直的人。
Here it says the God's countenance beholds the upright.
那表示说，你看神其实不是掩面不看。
And that is to say that God didn't really hide his face.
他只是要让这些义人能够更完全。
He just want the righteous to be more perfect.
要借着这些困难让人像金晶一样的纯洁。
And through sufferings, he wants to refine man like a pure gold.
也就是在这个困难当中，人才会生发出对神的依靠。
And so in other words, in this time of suffering, man will have this heart of reliance towards God.
那所以我们在困难当中哦，你看这个要抓住神，真的要艰辛依靠神。
So in times of difficulties, we must hold on to God and rely on Him.
因为我们有时候常常会想说，神怎么会看着这个罪恶的事情，好像都没有感觉？神为什么不处理呢？为什么任凭他们这样做呢？
Sometimes when we see something that's not righteous, we ask, why did God let this happen? Why didn't God take action? Why would He allow this thing to continue?
有时候我们在看这个社会的时候，哈。
When we look at the society,
有些人他们会对神起一个疑问。
Some people may ask God.
有这次大专班学生联会学生在谈一个主题，就是要怎么传福音呢？
And so in this time for student convocations, there is a theme of evangelism.
那小弟给他们学生去想十个原因，为什么一般的世人他们不愿意来接受主耶稣的道理。
So I asked the students to think of 10 reasons why people may not want to accept the truth.
学生就分组去写出他们所想的。
So they split into groups and think of the answer.
那其中有一个共同点，就是很多学生认为说，神如果是公义的，他为什么会允许这些罪恶的事情？这些看起来是很不应该存在的，神为什么不处理，任凭这些事情发生呢？
So one of the common answers that keep coming up is that if God is righteous, then why is it that He allowed all these unrighteous things to happen, and why did He not take action?
因为我们人总是认为说，正义应该伸张，罪恶应该要被除掉，那这样就是神存在的证明。
And because as human, we always think that all the injustice shall be removed and justice shall be upheld, and therefore that is the evidence that God exists.
所以有很多很多我们世人想不通的一些现象存在。
So there's a lot of things that happen that we cannot understand.
所以有些世人就认为说，表示神根本没有，所以为什么要去信神？
So some people therefore believe that God does not exist, and so why do we need to believe in Him?
当然我们如果看圣经所写的。
But if we read the Bible and read what was written in the Bible,
我们真的会看到事实上没有错，真的有时候恶人猖狂，罪恶到处横行。
And indeed it was true that the wicked will be exalted, and we can see wickedness all over.
我们现在看第十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 12.
十二篇第一节。
Psalm 12, verse 1. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men.
第二节。
Verse 2, they speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and his double heart they speak.
第三节。
Verse 3, may the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things.
第四节。
Verse 4, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?
你看这一段经文呢，这个也是大卫写的诗。
And this is also a psalm written by David.
大卫他那时候说，虔诚人断绝了，世界上已经没有忠信的人。
So he wrote, the godly man ceases, there's no more faithful man.
这个世界的败坏，其实就呈现在人的对话当中。
And so the corruption of the world reflected in man's conversation.
人嘴唇油滑，心口不一。
Their lips, they have flattering lips, but that it's not according to what his heart thinks.
人用油滑的嘴讲夸大的话。
And they use their mouth to speak of boastful and proud things.
他们跟你看第四节说，我们能以舌头得胜，我们的嘴唇是我们自己的。谁能做我们的主呢？
He says that our tongue, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips our own. Who is Lord over us?
你看这个就是一个乱世，就是一个很混乱的时代。
So this is a very chaotic world.
那这个就是你看大卫当时所经历的这个仇敌的压制。
And so David at the time was oppressed by his enemies.
用言语夸大的言语，让大卫觉得很受伤。他让他看到好像看不到希望一样。
And so with flattering lips they talk to David and make him think that he has no hope.
我们有时候会看到周围的环境，我会觉得好像公理没有伸张了。
And so when we look at our surroundings, sometimes we feel that justice was not
upheld.
Because the people, the wicked people keep on prospering.
那个行义的,敬畏神的, and
those who fear the Lord and are righteous, they seem to be living very difficult lives.
所以在这样的一个情况底下, 我们人, 也会跟神呼吁说, 主啊, 还要多久? 这样子, 这个社会, 还要多久?
And so in this type of situation, sometimes we will call out to the Lord and ask him, how long, O Lord, how long will this go on?
第三篇的第三节,
Psalm 13, verse 3.
这是一个祷告。
This is a prayer.
在这个时候, 我们一定要把神抓住。
At this time, we must hold on to God.
主我的神啊, 求你看顾我, 应允我。
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God.
使我的眼目光明, 免得我沉睡至死。
Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
这个时候是他的祈求, 祷告。
And this is the prayer of David.
求神眷顾。
He asked God to strengthen him.
求神让我们的眼睛明亮。
He asked God to enlighten his eyes.
眼睛明亮, 就是说才能够看明真相。
When our eyes are enlightened, then we can see the truth.
我们才不会沉睡到死亡呢。
Then we will not sleep the sleep of death.
你看今天, 如果我们眼睛明亮以后,
and so today, after our eyes are enlightened,
我们才能够真的看到神对我们所讲的话,
and we can truly see the words of God that was spoken to us.
我们也才能够真的看到神并没有掩面不顾我们呢, 神还是一直在光照我们呢。
And so then we can truly see that God did not hide his face from us, that his face is actually shining on us.
当我们懂得跟神求告的时候,
when we know to pray to God,
我们就听到神的声音,
then we will hear his voice.
神他怎么会忘记他所爱的人呢?
How could God forget the people he loves?
那是不可能的。
That's impossible.
因为神他把我们刻在他的掌心上面。
Because God had written our name in the palm of his hand.
那是我们在一直都在他的心上的。
We are always in his heart.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书49章。
Isaiah 49.
49章, 请看15节。
Isaiah 49, verse 15.
15节。
15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you.
16节。
16. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
你看这是当时候, 那个受苦的百姓, 他们 对神所发的疑问啊,
so at the time, the people who are suffering had a question to God.
神离弃我了, 神主把我忘记了。
God forsaken me, God forgot about me.
但是神说, 妇人不会忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
But yet God said, a woman will not forget her nursing child.
就算有忘记的, 她说, 我也不会忘记你们。
And even if they may forget, I will not forget.
我把你们 刻在我的掌心上。
I've inscribed you on the palm of my hand.
所以神他不会忘记人。
So God will not forget people.
现在问题是我们人的眼睛没有看到。
Then the problem is sometimes our eyes could not see.
没看到神的慈爱。
Could not see God's mercy.
没看到神就在隐秘的地方在注视着我们的一举一动。
We could not see God who is in a secret place watching over us and know our every words and actions.
我们要像 大卫他这样祷告神,
we must be like David and pray to God this way.
神啊, 求你看顾, 求你应允。
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God.
求你让我的眼睛明亮。
Enlighten my eyes.
那这个我们今天要能够看到神的作为。
So today we must see the work of God.
我们在这个世代当中, 我们今天其实比大卫那个时代, 更有福了。
And today, in the world we live in, we are more blessed than David.
因为今天我们有圣灵来帮助我们。
Because we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
今天我们在苦难当中, 如果懂得, 花更多时间来祷告的时候,
today, in our sufferings, if we know to use more time to pray,
我们就会越看明清楚神他的旨意。
Then we can see clearly God's will.
神其实是在试炼我们, 要让我们更完美。
God put us in trials so that we can become more perfect.
他要准备我们能够 毫无指责的能够进到他的国度里面，享受他的荣耀。
He's preparing us to be blameless and unblemished so that we can enter into his kingdom and share his glory.
所以祷告，祷告，这个世人智慧的灵会打开我们的眼睛。
And so we must pray so that God would enlighten our eyes.
以弗所书第一章的第十七节说。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 says.
以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节。
17, and he came and preached peace to you.
以弗所书，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Chapter 1 verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
十八节说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling,What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
十九节说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?
哦，所以我们在这个苦难当中，如果懂得依靠神，求神帮助哈。
So in our suffering, if we know how to rely on God and ask God to help us,
圣灵他就要开启我们的眼睛。
Then the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
让我们知道神召我们的目的在哪里。
So that we can see what is the purpose of God's calling.
他召我们是给我们盼望，给我们救恩的。
He called us so that he wanted to give us hope and salvation.
他要在我们身上得到荣耀，得到我们要成为他的基业。
And He called us so that we can have His glory and also have inheritance.
也就是说，我们是神的基业，我们是神的产业，是来彰显神荣耀的了。
That is to say, we are His inheritance, and to we are to show His the glory of God.
虽然我们看起来很卑微
，even though we seem very lowly，
可是我们的生命却是很丰盛。
But our life is very abundant.
你看人的生命价值在哪里呈现出来？
And so you can see the value of life.
就是一个人在受苦的时候，看起来很不顺利哦。
So when a man is suffering, it seems like his life is not very smooth.
可是能够对神又非常的坚定。
But if he's able to have steadfast faith towards God,
没有怀疑神。
He does not doubt God.
还是继续的敬畏神，走神的路。
And he continues to fear God and walk on his path.
我们就看到，哎，这样一个人的受苦。他所呈现出来的那个生命的品质，就证明他所信的神是真的是有能力，这个道理是有功效的。
Then we can see the life that this person have in suffering, and he will show the power of God, and we know that we know that the power of God is effective.
所以我们眼睛明亮之后，我们就看到我们的责任。
So when our eyes are open and enlightened, then we can see our responsibility.
我们也可以知道神在我们身上所要显的能力在哪里的。
We also know what kind of power that God will show through us.
神的能力也可以把这个困难一下子就拿走。
Of course, God has the power to immediately remove the difficulty.
因为神的能力是可以叫死人复活的。
Because God has the power to raise the dead.
但是神他没有这样做。
But yet God did not do so.
他让我们再继续受苦。
He let us live in suffering.
可是他就是要让他的能力在我们身上，在这个苦难当中，能够显出真正信仰的能力来。
But his purpose is so that we can show the power of God through our life in suffering.
证明我们是配得进天国的。
And that is to show that we are worthy to enter into the heavenly
kingdom. 将来是可以复活进入荣耀里的。
And in the future we shall be resurrected, and we shall enter into glory.
好，所以我们你看祷告的时候，求神使我们眼睛光明。
So when we pray that God enlighten our eyes.
我们就不会沉睡，我们就不会这样糊里糊涂。
So we will not be asleep. We will not be confused.
也不会去埋怨神啊，去误会神。
We will not misunderstand God and complain against Him.
因为神他很坚定的这样说表明。
Because God is very clearly said this.
只是我们有时候没有听到而已啊。
It's just that sometimes we did not hear.
现在看回来诗篇十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 12.
诗篇十二篇
Psalm 12,
第五节
Verse 5 For the oppression of the poor, for the sighting of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns.
这是神说，神这样说，困苦人的冤屈，穷人的叹息，我都知道了，我都听见了。
And so this is what God said, the oppression of the poor, the sighing of the needy, God hears and God sees.
我要起来。
I will arise.
我要把他安置在他所切慕的稳妥之地。
I will set him in the safety for which he yearns.
也就是说，我们今天所祈求的，我们会跟神说 ,How long? 还要多久？神都知道吗？
And that is to say, the prayer for our prayer to God, when we ask how long, O Lord, God knows.
我现在就要起来了。
Now God will arise.
我要把它放在他所期待的这个稳妥的地方。
And he will set us in the place of safety which he yearns.
神的讲的这句话，我们要能听得见的。
And so when God said this word, we need to hear it.
你看神讲的话跟人讲的话不一样啊。
And if you see the words of God and the words of man are different.
第十二章的第六节哈。
Psalm 12 verse 6.
神的话是纯净的言语哦，像银子在泥炉当中炼过七次。
The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth.
就是说，神讲的话，每一句话都是精炼的，都没有废话。
And so that is to say, every word from God are pure, and there's no impurity.
没有任何杂质，我们绝对可以完全相信，不需要怀疑的。
There's no impurity within, and we must believe wholeheartedly. We should not doubt.
那个油嘴滑舌人所讲的话是不可靠的。
The words come from flattering lips; those are not reliable.
但是话语从神的口中出来的，
But when the words coming from the mouth of God, this is reliable and believable.
我们在读神的话语的时候
，So when we are reading the words of God,
我们就发现非常的纯净。
We can find out that it is very pure.
从神口中所出来的话语，没有一句不带能力的。
Words that coming from the mouth of God, there's none of them that is without power.
这个炼过七次表示是完全的了。
And here it says it was purified seven times, means that it is perfect.
就像在熬炼这个银子七次之后，基本上纯度已经差不多完全了。
Just like when we have purified silver seven times, it is already 100% pure.
所以我们祷告求神。
So when we pray to God,
让我们的眼睛明亮。
Let our eyes be enlightened.
让我们的耳朵可以听到神的声音。
Let our ears hear the words of God.
那在这当中，我们就会生出很绝对的盼望。
Then among this, then we can have a really clear hope.
因为神要把我们安置在稳妥之地。
Because God will set us in the place which we are.
也就是说，神他要带领我们走出这一困境。
That is to say that God will guide us out of our difficult situation.
我们要对神有绝对的信心跟盼望。
We must have a complete trust and faith in God.
我们先看十三篇的第五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 13, verse 5.
但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。
But I have trusted in your mercy, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
我们要了解神他所应许的。
We must understand God's promise.
他要给我们拯救。
That he wants to give us salvation.
我们因着神的慈爱，我们可以欢喜快乐。
And through God's mercy and love, we can rejoice.
在黑暗当中可以向神歌唱。
And even in darkness, we can sing praises to God.
第六节说，我要向神歌唱，因为他用厚恩待我。
Verse 6 says, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
那所以我们看到这个从十一篇到十三篇大卫所写的这三篇短诗啊。
And so we can see from these three short psalms from Psalm 11 to 13.
今天在暗夜当中就是我们在受熬炼的时候。
When we live in time of darkness, this is when we are going through trials.
就是我们面对这些不管是人事物都是跟我们作对的情况下
，When we are in a situation where everything is against us，
但是神他给我们应许
，But yet God gave us a promise，
他对我们说话
，He spoke to us。
所以在困难当中，你看诗篇里面，他都有一个转折点，从苦难愁苦当中怎么变成欢乐
So in these Psalms, we can see a turning point of how we can turn from sorrow or sufferings into joy.
就是能够明白神的慈爱。
And that is when we understand God's mercy and
love. 从第十一节看到，从第十一章，你看到，哎，神他是在观看世人的。
And from Psalm 11, we know that God is watching over the people.
现在受苦是神的试验呢。
And when they are suffering right now, it is the trial from God.
第十二节，第十二篇的第五节。
In Psalm 12, verse 5.
神说话的。
God spoke.
神他说他要把我们安置在稳妥之地。
God said that He will set us in the safety.
他要起来做事的。
God will arise and take action.
我们要等候他。
We must wait on Him.
第十三篇的第五节说：“我倚靠你的慈爱。”
Psalm 13, verse 5 said, "I trusted in Your mercy."
我的心就快乐，我就可以歌唱。
Then my heart shall rejoice, and I can sing.
哦，因为我们必领受神厚恩。
Because God will deal with us bountifully.
让我们一起来啊，跟神祈求。
Let us all come together and call out to God.
相信神他的应许。
And believe in God's promise.
我们。在这个黑夜当中，祈求跟盼望必然实现。
And then in darkness, our hope and prayer will be fulfilled.
我们可以再一起来歌颂赞美他。
Then we can come together to sing and praise him.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
442首。
422。
So sweet.